Well, the world's a little safer today, don't you think? North Korea has agreed, surprisingly, to stop nuclear testing, uranium enrichment, even long-range missile launches. They're going to allow nuclear inspectors to come in and check. Huge, huge announcement. It's a breakthrough, it's being described. A breakthrough announced simultaneously by the U.S. State Department and North Korea's official news agency. I heard that, and my first thought was, okay, haven't we watched this movie before? I don't know. Every expert I've ever talked to about North Korea said the same thing. And, you know, granted, North Korea, it's hard enough to get inside their minds, hard enough to get inside the country. It's one of those parts of the world where we don't have the best intelligence about it. But nonetheless, almost everybody agreed that North Korea's MO for years has been make a lot of noise about war and nuclear bombs and all that kind of stuff, and then agree to back down as long as we give them something in return. Usually money or food. So I'm skeptical about this. And, you know, I don't want to be the one who rains on the good news parade. But Congressman Ed Royce, maybe, I don't know, maybe he'll agree with me, maybe he won't. But he's from District 40, Orange County. But probably for the purposes of this conversation, more important, you know, he's chair of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Terrorism, Non-Proliferation, and Trade. Ed, are you excited, happy by this news, or are you a little skeptical like I am?
Well, Bill, I remember in 96 an agreement just like this agreement, a breakthrough. And here was the deal. We would give them food aid, and I think we gave them close to $1 billion over the years in foreign aid. And, of course, they found ways to send that to their army. They found ways to sell it on the Pyongyang Food Exchange for hard currency and put the profits into their military programs. So, yes, it's eerily similar to their conduct in the past. And, of course, years of getting duped by North Korea should tell us by now that verification inside North Korea is extremely difficult. You know, and that applies to food aid distribution, and it also applies to nuclear disarmament, where we've found them repeatedly cheating on this disarmament, so much so that in the meantime, if you recall, since 96, they've created nuclear weapons inside the country by cheating. So, no, I'm afraid you're right, Bill. I'm afraid that they've diverted it in the past for unauthorized use. And even though I passed a bill last year in Congress to try to prevent us from giving food aid to North Korea, I think the administration is going to try to skirt this new law.
Well, even the Secretary of State, I mean, if you read deeper, she's being cautious, too, saying that this is a modest first step in the right direction, but there's still profound concerns over a range of North Korean activities.
Yes, so, and she admitted that. She was before our Foreign Affairs Committee today, and I asked Secretary Clinton in my questions about North Korea precisely that question about the diversions in the past in food aid and the diversion or the subterfuge in their nuclear program. So we have our eyes open going into it, I guess, but at the same time, the administration's agreed to it. And that's the part that, you know, when you're talking about 240,000 metric tons of food aid going to that country, I would just do a different approach. And what I spoke to was what I think has worked in the past, Bill, and that has been to crack down on their illicit activities. You know, they counterfeit $100 bills. So we went in and we closed their bank accounts in Macau that they used for that purpose. We stopped their drug smuggling, used our ships on the high seas. And boy, when they couldn't get hard currency anymore, we had their attention for a while. They couldn't pay their generals. I think that's the type of pressure we should apply to them. So
let me play devil's advocate, Congressman Royce. You got a change in leadership there, somebody a little younger, different generation. Maybe what you have to do is be skeptical, but hand the olive branch to them. Let them reach out for it and just see if maybe things have changed.
I understand that argument, but I think our policy toward North Korea with Kim Jong-un should start from two premises. First is going to be he's going to be dedicated to his family's legacy of nuclear weapons. The chief propagandist who defected to the West told me, you know, that's what drives the father, the son, the grandson, they all wanted a nuclear weapon, and he'll have zero respect for the condition of his own people. We know that from his conduct inside the country. So you've got a country, with the thing we've got to remember, there's 250,000 people in gulags, in work camps. They never come out alive. And, you know, the past experience is that they misuse this food for its own purpose. So
do you know if there's a mechanism in this?
I don't mind a dialogue, but I don't want to give them anything until I seek some kind of action.
Right. Well, you could argue, and I think I would, that maybe they got to extend the olive branch first. Give us something before you ask for anything in return, because otherwise it just seems like nuclear blackmail to me. But let's back it up a little bit. Does the agreement, I know that it allows for inspectors to check their nuclear programs. Does it also include inspectors to make sure the food gets to the people?
Well, that's the problem. Well, there's two problems. One, are the inspectors really going to be able to roam the country? Because North Korea has hidden nuclear sites. So we know they're going to be allowed to visit a certain site. But besides the plutonium program, we now know they have a uranium enrichment program as well. So, you know, it was only a couple of years ago when this uranium enrichment program was revealed. And people were surprised that they had this, that they built it underground. Congress had been told that enrichment wasn't a problem in the last administration. So all of a sudden we discover that. And then second, as you know, there's these no-go areas in North Korea. It's about half of the country where people are considered disloyal to the regime. And they don't allow the food aid to go into those areas. And those are the areas that have these gulag work camps in them with a 250,000 people, you know, prisoners in these camps. So I'm skeptical, to say the least. And my frustration is I would like to see the implementation of this North Korea illicit activity program that the Treasury Department really was high on. And when they went after the counterfeit currency, when North Korea, you know, was counterfeiting our dollars, they shut down the access to those bank accounts. And the consequences of that, in terms of cutting out hard currency, meant that the regime could no longer get the money for their ICBM program, for their three-stage ICBMs. They couldn't get their money, for example, to buy a gyroscope. I talked to the Secretary of State about this today. On the black market, they needed this gyroscope made in Japan for some of their missiles. Well, they couldn't have access to it. So instead of giving them more things, we should be cutting it off and trying to get them to the table that way.
You know what I think we'll see happen in the next few months? Will start to flow into North Korea, and the North Koreans will start to stall and debate the exact time that inspectors can come in and where they can go, and they'll block them from going into certain locations, and there'll be two-week arguments about that. All the while, the food and the money will be flowing into the country. That's my bet, but I'd like to be wrong.
We'll see, Bill. Unfortunately, it is our previous experience, but we will see. And
you think this will be used as kind of a template now to approach Iran?
Well, if we did it right, think about this. If we did cut off their foreign currency by the sanctions on their bank, think what message that would send to Iran. Now, just the other month, a top DEA official...
Well, you're talking about using your plan as a template, not the current plan.
My plan works. Yeah. I think their plan would just make Iran say, oh, yeah, by the way, give us some of that food aid. Maybe we'll stop our nuclear program.
Yeah. Because Iran is so poor, you know, with all that oil. Thank you for talking to us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Congressman Ed Royce, representing the 40th District, Orange County, and also chair of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Terrorism, Nonproliferation, and Trade. So this is right in his backyard, this kind of conversation. Glad we got an update on that from him.